Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. And today I want to drop into my intention. My intention in showing up in this episode and recording an educational piece of content on the difference between building an audience and building a community and what are the benefits of it. My intention in showing up in this work, which is a deep desire for me to show more mystical, spiritual, heart-led entrepreneurs that there indeed is a place for them in business. And this even deeper desire to build a soulful business in a way that feels in total hookup alignment to what we're supposed to be doing on this earthly planet. You see, the way business traditionally has taught has not been working for the more conscious, more evolved being, which, by the way, let me just take a moment and stop and say, like, when I share these things, I'm not talking about hierarchy. I'm not talking about somebody's any more enlightened or anything like this. No. You know, the person that is aware just has the ability to understand their choices. You see, when we're unconscious, this is the part of us that goes into autopilot. And you know that you're in autopilot if you've ever driven in your car and then all of a sudden you showed up somewhere and you're like, oh my God, who drove the car? Like, how did I get here? Like, your mind was somewhere else, but your hand and your feet and your body knew how to function the car. That is the very unconscious part of us. And so when we make the unconscious conscious, then we have leverage over our life because we start to understand our triggers, we start to understand our patterns, and we have the ability to make different choices, which in fact will change our reality. And so now that I've shared my intention with you, it was really important for me to bring in this piece. And this is the educational piece that I love to teach about soulful business. See, sometimes it's quantum and we're talking about healing and getting underneath what is present and the limiting beliefs that are stopping us, our narratives, our traumas, all of the things that come up that we all are navigating. But this is the part where we really get to exercise, how do you really build a soulful business? And what is the difference? What is the difference between building a soulful business and just building any business? So here's a concept that I want to bring forth. Building a community is not the same as building an audience. And this is what I see the most confusion on when I see people building their businesses online. They're building an audience and they're not building a community. So let me break down the difference here. Community is a place where people feel deeply seen. This is a place where we're fostering relationships. We are holding space, potentially in the way of a container, a free offer, a low ticket offer, a paid offer. It is support. It is the ability for somebody to be seen by you, the facilitator, but more importantly, to be seen by other like-minded beings. Oh my gosh. This is why Unleash and Unveil was born, the brand, because I was taught business through so many beautiful beings where I really didn't see myself represented in the space. And so it doesn't mean anything bad. It just means that I really desired to be around other mystical, spiritual beings who I can relate to and who I can connect to. And it's so crazy because I've now built these spaces for our community and for our students. And I oftentimes find myself just sliding in as a student myself because it is just so heartfelt. We are just like connecting totally with our energetic bodies, our emotional bodies. We're just right there and we are fostering these deep, beautiful connections with one another. So it's not just only happening for the students, it's happening for the facilitator. And it's really a trickle-down effect. When we boomerang more good things and more love and we foster community and we allow people to feel seen and witnessed and heard, man, this is just for me the foundation of just existing. And so I was actually just sharing this on social media. It's not what the hell you do and what you call yourself. It is how you do it. It doesn't matter what the hell you do. You can be cleaning houses or building empires. It doesn't matter. What matters most is how you treat people. What matters most is how you do it. It is the quality of the person, of who you are as you are doing the thing. And so the community building on the business perspective, on the online perspective, could look like you running retreats. It could be a place where you're taking the conversation off of social media and you're deepening the conversation. Here's the thing. This is the difference between you having an acquaintance and you becoming best friends with somebody. You're still friends, right? But one has a deeper level to it, right? Your best friend is the person that's holding massive amounts of space for you. They're allowing you to be seen. They support you. They value you, all of these things. And so the other part of this is building your audience. And you see, that is your acquaintance. Building an audience is important because how will you ever make best friends with anybody if you don't go out and put yourself out there? So the audience building requires different things. And again, just really nailing this point home that building a community is different than building an audience. And while you can do them at the same time, I usually find that doing these practices one at a time makes more sense. I started building community. This means I was in the DMs with people. I fostered relationships with them. I just put myself in a position online where I was connecting to a lot of people, not for any specific reason, not because I wanted to sell out my programs or pitch them anything. Like, I had a deep desire to hold the energetic space and frequency for mystical entrepreneurs to meet each other and to meet me and for me to connect other people. And so I was fostering community. Now, the audience building, this is where you could see pieces of content that go viral. This is content that goes deep and wide. This is cross-pollinating your audience. This is all about reach. This is about you reaching more people. This is another good example. Think about TikTok and Instagram. TikTok is an outreach platform. This is why a lot of that content goes viral, because it's really not speaking to your ideal client. It's speaking to everybody, while Instagram is more of a nurturing platform. This is where you can really get specific and talk to your ideal client, i.e. why tons of people make a ton of more sales on Instagram. No shade, TikTok. It's all good. I'm just telling you my opinion. While I do have a lot of clients that are also killing it on both of the platforms, this is just what I see, and I'm bringing it down into this community versus audience building type of teaching so that you can really understand that audience building is about relatability. Audience building is about building loyal fans. It's about, holy crap, like, you put this piece of content out there and I'm so inspired by this. And they may not be ready to work with you. They may not even ever want to work with somebody like you, but they're looking at something on the internet and they're clicking yes. They're co-signing on that. They're like, yes, 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 I feel like that. That doesn't mean that they want a relationship coach. It doesn't mean that they want a business coach. It doesn't mean that they want a motivational coach or any type of coach. They're somebody who is out there who is just hitting like. And so the thing is that audience building is important to your soul business. I had a mentor that once told me, if I'm not growing, I'm dying. And I remember when I first heard this, and I've shared this before, I was really triggered. I was like, what the hell does that mean? Like, I don't want to constantly be going and growing and doing. I want to be. Like, that's just at the essence of who I am. I just want to be. I just want to drop in. And I want to magnetize everything to me. And I just don't believe that life is hard. But now I truly understand the meaning behind what they were sharing. And this is true in all departments. If you're not growing spiritually, you're also dying. If your business is not growing, it's dying. Now, not to be confused with, it needs to make more money. This is the part that just like kills me. People think that their business is growing just because their cash flow is growing. Meanwhile, sometimes what happens is that their cash is going up and their spirit, the quality and the character of their spirit, is slowly dying. So, and it's not about bringing in more money. Bringing in more money is not an indicator that you're successful or that you're doing good or that you're happy. Like, that has nothing to do with anything. That means you just put more invoices out there, more people paid it, and you're doing, you know, you're servicing people. But that has nothing to do with being successful. It has nothing to do with growth. Growth is really measured by key performing indicators, or what we call KPI in business. It's the ability for you to look at how much your platform is growing or how many people are opening up your emails. It's awareness over the client feedback. Who are you servicing? What are they saying? How is their experience while they move through your client funnel? Those are all key indicators of your own growth that has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the quality of the person and how they're feeling in your world. And so let's recap. Community is where we feel deeply seen. It is our best friend. It is a space where we are supporting one another. We're being massively seen and valued. And just think about it. How can you do that off of one post that goes viral? You can't. Community is where people keep coming back. Think about any type of community that you've ever been a part of. Maybe it's a meetup. Maybe it's a Zoom group. Maybe it's a dance group. Don't you remember, like, the constant going into that room and just showing up and also being concerned, hey, where's so-and-so? Did they make it today? Let's hit them up. What's going on? It's a place where you're all coming together, all like-minded beings. But this relationship gets fostered by you caring about one another and bringing in that community care and looking out for each other, right? So it's like a place where people are going a little above and beyond. While building an audience really is an opportunity for us to continue to get in front of more people. Could you be building community and building an audience at the same time? You can. I started building community, and then eventually I started to shift and I'm building my audience as well. Building an audience is an opportunity for you to go deep and wide with the information, and it's an opportunity for you to raise your hand and say, I am ready. I'm ready to get in front of more people. I have nurtured my audience. I've been in my community, and now I'm ready for more growth, for more visibility. There we go. That's a good word. Audience building is about more visibility. Community building is about going deep. Right? So the audience building is going up and across, and the community building is going down and across. You see? So all are important. There's not one that's better than the other, but building community is one of the best things I've ever done for my business. Not only has it kept the retention high, meaning when you care for people, when you actually ask them questions on how they're doing in a program, whether they need more help, you have the ability to actually get in front of the problem before it even becomes a problem. When you focus on community care, you don't have to focus on anything else in your business. Everything will take time, but I find that this is the lifeline of your business. I find that when we first start our sole businesses and we focus on building a community rather than building an audience, it actually lands with people in a deeper way. Let me explain to you. I think that when we build an audience, it only hits the surface level of a person. When we build community, we're allowing ourselves to open up our hearts. And this is where you get people who are like, oh my God, I feel so seen by you. And then when you build an audience, this is where you get, oh my gosh, I'm so inspired by you. See, those two things are different. Who do you think is the person that's actually going to take the next step and either want to work with you? The person that feels super seen by you or the person that's inspired by you? I used to get this a lot when I first started my business. Before I knew how to nail my message, I used to get people who were like, oh, I'm so inspired by you, but they would never hire me. And that's why, because I wasn't building the community aspect to my business. I was just building the audience. I was just building the, hey, are you interested in yoga and mindfulness? Come here. Let me show you these tips and tricks. Then I started building community when I started to offer free yoga every single week, which, by the way, I'm not telling you that you have to do this. I'm just telling you how I created community. And that wasn't the only thing. I also was showing up in the DMs. I also, at a certain point, would do free coaching. And so I was really there. I was really there because, you know what? All I had was time. You see, when you're not busy and you are just building a business, your currency is time. It's your time. I had my time, I had my love, and I had my energy. And those are the three things that I poured into my business that truly has catapulted the foundation of my business. And I could have not been where I am now without that. It wasn't a specific strategy. It wasn't hiring a specific mentor. It was just literally committing. It was my follow through. It was my ability to just show up with all of my care, my love, my tenderness into my business, and to just take a step back and to detach myself from it needing to look a certain way. And so community care is all about not having the perfectly curated feed, but when you speak, people listen. And so build community for your soul business. I promise you, it's one of the best things that you can do. If you build a community over an audience first, I feel like you will always have students. I feel you will always have customers. I feel that you will be speaking straight to the heart portal. You'll be speaking straight to the beingness of somebody. And when they're ready and if they resonate, they will hire you versus you just building the audience. Let's talk about the benefits of the audience, by the way, because it kind of feels like I'm really nailing home the benefits of community, because I do believe that, and I think it's so beautiful. And why not? More people need to feel seen and heard by us and one another. But there is this beautiful benefit to making sure that we are building an audience, because it does give us that growth factor. It gives us the opportunity to not tap out of our audience. And so this happens. If you've ever been in business, you'll know that if you haven't grown your platform, it will feel like, holy crap, like I've tapped out of my market. I feel like everybody here has been my client, or they've already purchased something. And so that is the purpose of continuously building that growth strategy in your soul business. One perfect way that you can do this is by collabing with other folks. And so if you start to collab with other accounts, it's so beautiful because that can be used as a growth strategy. You are now opening yourself up to their audience. And so those people might follow you. You can always hit the save button and put that on your feed, even do a beautiful collaboration, which I've been doing a lot of. So that way the piece of content lives on both platforms. Creating a webinar, creating a masterclass, creating an opportunity for a lot of people to come together all at once is also a great way to be building your audience. Do you see what I'm saying? Building your audience is about numbers. So the more numbers, the better. Building community is not about more numbers. It's about looking at who is right in front of you and how do you take care of that person. You see, one of the things that I did very quickly, and I don't know where I got it from, but as I started to build my business, everybody was like, grow your platform, grow your audience, right? But I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I just didn't have the desire to. It's not that I thought it was bad. I just didn't have the desire to have like a massive account. Now I'm in a place where I'm like, yay, and I'm inviting that more people. But in the beginning, I was like, I don't know if I want that. I want to just like talk to the people that I know I can help. And so it was very selective. It was very just, who is in my world right now and how can I help? You know, everybody always wants to try to figure out like, how do I heal the world? How do I save the planet from hunger? All of this stuff. But you have to start with you first. Make sure that you're taming your own fires, making sure that you're not starving, make sure that you're doing the work first, and then look into your community. Like, I think people lean to audience building because they're hiding. And just stay with me for a moment as I explain this, because this is kind of a double-edged sword here, where how can somebody be hiding over a strategy where you're getting in front of more people? But I think it's easier to talk to strangers about who you are and who you're becoming than the people who are right in your back pocket, like your family or the people who are currently your friends and watching you and your supporters. I know for me, that was the case. Like, it was easier for me to get in front of strangers than it was to tell my best friend that I was a mentor and this is what I was doing. It was so weird. And they would always ask me and I'm like, oh, whatever, I'm just doing something online. It's like, I just didn't want to go there with them. And so when we build an audience, I think it's easier. It's easier to say, yeah. And I think also it's logical. I think sometimes we logically think, this makes sense. If I'm teaching yoga, let me get in front of all of these yoga people and somebody's going to want this, but that's just not the same. Just because they like the content and resonate with the content doesn't mean that they want to work with you. Actually, when you build community and you're speaking straight to them and the things that they're moving through, and you're getting into the connective tissue, the fibers of what holds them together, that I find has a higher conversion rate than just talking to your audience, because you probably will be talking to a lot of people who are not ready when you're audience building. This is why, you know, full transparency, I stopped doing free challenges. When I first started my soul business, I remember somebody taught me to do a free challenge and I did it, and it was very successful. I brought in a lot of people, but I didn't see a high conversion rate. And so for me, that was a lot of effort for very little return. And it wasn't that I was doing it for that, but the thing was, is that I didn't really enjoy doing it. And so this is why, again, I teach soul entrepreneurship, and it's truly about us doing the thing that lights our soul on fire. It's about us not wavering and not doing another strategy that somebody's teaching us. But I was open. I'm a good student. Hopefully you are too. And when I say a good student, it's not because you're doing everything right or that good is better than bad or anything like that. It's just that you're open. And so I was open. I was open to trying new things. And I quickly realized, like, I kind of already don't like doing this because this is a lot of effort. This is a lot of energy. This is a lot of attention. And then I'm not really seeing the return. And so I did two of them and I stopped. 200 or 300 people each time I did this free challenge would come into my world. And then I would see like one or two people convert. And I was like, I don't know about this. And so it's all good because I changed my strategy and I started to realize that for me, it was all about building community and fostering deeper relationships. And that's what was converting. Now I'm in a different season where I am in that audience building growth phase, where now I am entertaining and open to free webinars and maybe a free challenge. Like, yes, I'm actually really open to that because that is a growth strategy and that is building my audience. I have already built my reputation through being with my community. Because when you keep serving people and they keep getting results or they keep feeling valued, you see, here's the thing. Somebody could come into your world and not make a dollar and still feel valued in your presence. They can still feel like the container that you're holding also has value because of the people there. So that's what I've built. The people that come into my world, there's so much value all around. And so they stick around and they stay around and they keep up with the same beautiful people that they've met in our community, which is different than audience building. You see, your soul business requires you to build community literally once. Once you do that and you keep servicing these people, your business will work like clockwork. It will be so freaking easy. So one of the things that I want to bring forth is the fact that mentoring is relationship building. Everything is a relationship. I was sharing this on live and somebody slid into my live and they're like, mentorship is not relationship building. And I'm like, yes, it is. Everything is a relationship. Everything. You have a relationship to plants. You have a relationship to your family. You have a relationship to yourself. That's the biggest relationship. You have a relationship to the way you see the world. You have a relationship to the animal kingdom. You are in relationship with every single thing in your life. So your mentor is another relationship. I don't know why people are against mentorship. I hear some people, they love it, and some people are like, I don't know if I need it. And it's like, how can you not? Your elders are your mentors and your gurus. Your parents are. There's so many beautiful mentors all around us. There's a teacher that's sitting right in front of you. And the biggest guru is you, you know? When you bring your chin to your chest, you're bowing into yourself, into your own light, into your own teacher. There are teachers all around us. I've had teachers my whole entire life, from my gymnastic mentor to my cheerleading coach to all these beautiful beings that honestly have shaped me. They've shaped me in the way that I think. They've helped me realize that they can see something in me that I oftentimes couldn't see. And isn't that so beautiful? And so mentorship is about relationship building. And when you are in community with a mentor, and you can feel deeply seen and valued, and somebody's holding you at your highest, oh my God, it is like you won the lottery. Literally, sky's the limit. You have no idea what can happen when you change your thoughts and when you change your beliefs about things. It really changes your reality. And that happens when you're around people who are also stretching and expanding themselves. So here are a few things that I want you to focus on. If you want in-person connection, see if there's a place where you can bring in a retreat. I think this is a beautiful offering right now that I have a lot of clients doing. See if you can bring in a workshop. That's also another opportunity. See if you can do an event, a live event. The next thing is creating a space with a low-level investment. This can be like a membership. This is an opportunity for you to, again, foster more community and just have an easy entry point for people to come in and hang out with you. And lastly, you can always create a free community. We have ours, the Soulful and Spiritual Entrepreneur. I think we're like 600 or 700 deep in that one. And those are all beings that are my past clients, current clients, and people who want to work with me. And or maybe don't want to work with me, but they want to be around other people. They resonate with the two words that I put, a soulful and spiritual entrepreneur. And so that's also another opportunity for you to foster deeper relationships. And so, all right, humans, it's always a pleasure hanging out with you and getting to talk about soulful, spiritual, mystical entrepreneurship. If you've liked this episode, you can screenshot it. Post it on social, tag me at I am Melissa Ruiz, and look out for a new offering that I have that's coming out. It's going to be a 2-hour workshop. Slide in my DMs if you liked this episode and let me know what your key takeaways were. All right, beings, namaste, and I will see you in the next episode. Breathe.